Teachings of Queen Kunti by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Chapter 1. The Original Person. Srimati Kunti said, O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you because you are the original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You are existing both within and without everything, yet you are invisible to all. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.18. Srimati Kunti Devi was quite aware that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, although he was playing the part of her nephew. Such an enlightened lady could not commit a mistake by offering obeisances to her nephew. Therefore, she addressed him as the original Purusha, beyond the material cosmos. Although all living entities are also transcendental, they are neither original nor infallible. The living entities are apt to fall down under the clutches of material natures, but the Lord is never like that. In the Vedas, therefore, he is described as the chief among all living entities, nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. Then again, he is addressed as Ishvara, or the controller. The living entities, or the demigods like Chandra and Surya, are also to some extent Ishvara, but none of them is the supreme Ishvara, or the ultimate controller. Krishna is the Parameshvara, or the Supersoul. He is both within and without. Although he was present before Srimati Kunti as her nephew, he was also within her and everyone else. In the Bhagavad Gita 15.15, the Lord says, I am situated in everyone's heart, and only due to me one remembers, forgets, and is cognizant, etc. Through all the Vedas I am to be known, because I am the compiler of the Vedas, and I am the teacher of the Vedas. End quote. Queen Kunti affirms that the Lord, although both within and without all living beings, is still invisible. The Lord is, so to speak, a puzzle for the common man. Queen Kunti experienced personally that Lord Krishna was present before her, yet he entered within the womb of Uttara to save her embryo from the attack of Rasvatthama's Brahmastra. Kunti herself was puzzled about whether Sri Krishna is all-pervasive or localized. In fact, he is both, but he reserves the right of not being exposed to persons who are not surrendered souls. This checking curtain is called the Maya energy of the Supreme Lord, and it controls the limited vision of the rebellious soul. It is explained as follows.